This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. Busy day on Wall Street today, which we kind of knew it would be going in part because today is one of the 4 days a year that the S&P 500 index does what's known as a scheduled rebalancing. What, you might rightly be wondering at this very moment, is a scheduled rebalancing? Marketplace's Tracy Samuelson is on rebalancing explainer duty today.
If you want to track a market that's ever-changing, you have to change too. Howard Silverblatt is with S&P Dow Jones Indices.
Our goal is to emulate the U.S. market. So when you say the S&P 500 did something, that's what the general market did.
It's not trying to beat or outperform the market. It's just trying to mirror it. If one particular industry gets a dramatic new look, the index wants the name of its hairdresser.
We look at the U.S. market and say, okay, 20% is in technology. So the index, if it wants to emulate the market, has to have 20% in technology.
If the tech industry grows to 21% of the market, the index will need to adjust.
If that's out of balance, healthcare could have also been out of balance because, again, the market adds up to 100%.
And while the S&P 500 wants to mirror the broader market, there are lots of other index funds or ETFs that want to mirror the S&P 500. Linda Allen is a finance professor at Baruch College.
This is the cool kids table, essentially, in the stock market because of the importance of the index.
S&P Dow Jones Indices estimated this rebalancing would prompt $32 billion in required index trades. Ben Carlson is with Ritholtz Wealth Management.
So places like Vanguard or iShares, Charles Schwab, places like that that have index funds that track these indexes, they have to make changes so that their fund reflects what's in the index.
The funds make these changes so individual investors don't have to. Their investments track the index without any effort on their part. I'm Tracy Samuelson for Marketplace.